The Upper Room.
It's the J. Ryle Show coming up next on the TGR's Radio Network, dial.
The following is rated TV-MALSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Spoken!
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah!
You gonna take me home tonight?
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
Hey, 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 Kristen Stone.
Is your resident map of the South?
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time spot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Farrell right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make you do what it do, baby.
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the J. Ryle Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
Say what?
Welcome into another funky, fresh edition of the J. Ryle Show. 347-850-1272 is our calling number. 347-850-1272. Let me do this. Mwah! Kisses for all the girls in the world, with the exception of one that she knows who her black ass is. High fives and fist bumps to all the fellas. It is the last Wednesday, I think it is, the last Wednesday of the month. So I'm going to try to think of something to do. Anytime it's the last something of a something, then I want to try to do something to make something feel something like something. But anyway, listen, we have a great show on tap for you tonight. Tonight, we're doing a little nursery rhyme. How long does it take for one to pop the big question? So here we go. Listen to the rhyme. You got to love the rhyme. Here's the rhyme. Okay. From first date to roommate, how long must one wait? Ooh, I like it. All right, folks, listen. Mr. L.E.S. is not here tonight, and I'm going to have some fun with his girlfriend while he ain't here. You got to stay tuned to check it out. All right, listen, coming up in a few minutes, we have your news, which is coming up in a matter of seconds. We have weather. We have the three-minute commentary. We also have the Listen Lounge. Tonight, the lounge is all about Boney James, a repeat from August. Let me tell you, it's time to get this party going because there's only one way to start the day around here. It's a beautiful Wednesday, mid-vine for all my German-speaking friends. Get ready. Get set. It is time to get this thing going. T.O.
It's a popcorn, man.
The J. Ryle Show starts now.
Go!
You never know. That's the point. Go.
You are about to experience the number one talk radio show on BTR right now.
I'm kind of ready for some action now.
So you're excited too?
And you know this, man!
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama turned back to the economy today, promising he will use every minute of his remaining 1,276 days in office trying to make the economy work for middle-class Americans. NPR's Mar Lyson has more.
In an hour-long speech, the president focused on how to restore the cornerstones of what it means to be middle class in America. A good job at decent wages, upward mobility, a good education, affordable health care and housing, and a secure retirement.
This moment does not require short-term thinking. It does not require having the same old stale debates. Our focus has to be on the basic economic issues that matter most to you, the people we represent.
Republicans, not surprisingly, panned the president's speech today, House Speaker John Boehner calling it an Easter egg with no candy in it. Mara Liasson, NPR News, the White House.
Head of National Intelligence is warning an effort on the part of House lawmakers to rein in a National Security Agency electronic surveillance program would dismantle a crucial tool in the fight against terror. James Clapper issued a statement just hours ahead of a scheduled House vote on an amendment put forth by Republican Justin Amash that would end the statutory authority to carry out such surveillance under the USA Patriot Act. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack today criticized Congress for failing to agree on farm legislation that includes food stamps or SNAP benefits. NPR's Pam Fessler reports the House passed a stripped-down version of the bill earlier this month after conservatives balked at spending $80 billion a year on the food stamp program.
The House bill covers only farm subsidies and not food aid. That's because many Republicans wanted more than the $20 billion in food stamp cuts called for in an earlier version. House leaders are trying to come up with a separate food aid bill that addresses those concerns, but Vilsack says that could mean no farm bill at all.
The president's been quite clear about this, that a $20 billion reduction in the food programs is simply not acceptable and is not something that will get presidential approval, and for that matter, it's not likely to be passed through the Senate.
Farm subsidy programs are set to expire later this year if no bill is enacted. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.
Senate lawmakers have voted to approve a measure aimed at dealing with an increase in student loan rates that took effect at the start of the month. Under the measure approved by a vote of 81-18, interest rates on student loans would be tied to the financial markets. Democratic Senator Tom Harkin says the measure is a good compromise.
This is good for students, it's good for undergraduate students, it's good for graduate students, it's good for their families.
Under the bipartisan deal, undergrads this fall can borrow at a 3.9% interest rate, while graduate students can borrow at a 5.4% rate. Stocks pulled back from their recent record highs in part because of some weaker second quarter earnings numbers today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 25 points at 15,542. NASDAQ gained a fraction today. You're listening to NPR.
The views and opinions expressed during the 3-minute commentary are not necessarily the views and opinions of the J. Ryle Show. J's 3-minute commentary starts now.
Ever since the Trayvon Martin verdict, or the George Zimmerman verdict, I should say, I've been hearing so much white noise from people on both sides of the fence. You know, there are white people out there who are saying that black people need to do better. The reason why Trayvon Martin was in that situation in the first place because he dressed like a thug, he looked like a thug, he acted like a thug, and so therefore he should have been treated like a thug. Then I hear people on the other side saying, you know, Rachel Gentile, you know, she was this sweet, smart girl who really was victimized by the defense, and they made her look to be stupid. You know, what I am about to say will probably piss the majority of our listener audience off, but I have to be honest with myself. First and foremost, I'll go on record and say that, in my opinion, Rachel Gentile did not do any favors for the prosecution. The prosecution, in my opinion, should have never put her on the stand, or they should have done a better job of prepping her before she stood up, or sat down, I should say, and embarrassed her and our whole entire race on that witness stand. And I know you don't want to hear that, black folks. I know, because, you know, I'm talking about a young black woman. Let me tell you something. If you've been following anything I've been saying over the past 4 years that we've been on the air, especially on the serious side when we talk about black education, I always say, get your education. Make yourself smart. The bottom line is that young lady was not a smart young lady. We can sit here and try to sugarcoat it any way we want to. And she did not do the prosecution any favors when she took the stand. And keep in mind, remember who the jury was, folks. Now, some people say she was authentic, and maybe that should have been taken into consideration. Let me tell you, if you don't have people on the jury that look like you and I, and I'm assuming you're African American, I shouldn't assume that because we have a lot of, you know, non-black people that listen to this show. But if you look like me, there were no folks in the jury who looked like her. That's better. So the bottom line is that even though we as African Americans may understand that, hey, she's authentic, you know, she's innocent, blah, 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 to white people she looked like some dumb chick on the stand. Now, that being said, that does not excuse the verdict. But I'm just trying to figure out ways as to how 6 women can find a man not guilty who followed a black unarmed teen, right, gets in a fight with him, gets his ass kicked, and he pulls his gun out. I've said this 1,000 times. If that was the case, you would have killings on playgrounds across America, across this great country of ours, because that happens every day. So let's think about some of the things that we say. There are legitimate arguments on both sides of the fence. But I will say this, there's no legitimate argument for the verdict that came out of Florida more than a week ago. That's my thought, that's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it.
That concludes the three-minute commentary. Now back to the show.
Light the damn match!
Momo B, would you take a bullet for a stranger?
A bullet?
Hell no! Give her a moment, man. She didn't mean that. Man, she didn't understand the question, man. Ask her again, man. Ask her again.
Okay, you wouldn't take a bullet for a kid that was a helpless kid?
No, I would not. I'm talking about my kids. My kids, yes. Anybody else's, you better look for your mama.
You better look for your damn mammy. But she was looking good, though.
Looking good
as hell. She had on some cape with like a cut KC. She had them little funny prints on her nails, and her hair was looking good. I want to ride Momo B. Hey,
yes, 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 sunshine. How are you? Woo! To the horn. Yes.
Look around. Ain't nobody between me and you but air and opportunity.
Yes.
The air is gone. The air is gone. What's going on, Momo B?
Yes, yes. Ain't nothing going on but the rain. Hey,
yeah, you gotta have a J-O-B if you wanna get with me. Yeah.
Uh-huh. We know you got a job, so what's next? Who got next? Who's got next?
I do, said the blind man. Yeah. So what's
no,
going
you're not
on?
Blind.
Yes,
you're not blind, baby.
I'm not blind, baby.
You got 2020 vision.
Yeah. Why? Tell them that is human nature, girl. Yeah.
Why you
doing
that?
Hey. Ooh, yeah. The girl is mine. Yeah. All mine. The girl is mine. Yeah. Tonight is your night.
Yes, thank you, and I'm loving it.
Da-da-da-da-da! Yeah, I saw that Facebook post. Hold on, homie. I saw that Facebook post.
Which one?
You trying to get a goodies up to some dude. So I said, he all right. But he started talking crazy. I had to let him go. I read it.
No,
what the hell was that all about?
You read it wrong. I wasn't trying to get the goodies up to nobody. I was trying to get
what
to
you
know
to do?
My brother.
What are you trying to do?
Trying
what are you
trying
to do?
Him. I was just trying to get to know him. I just wanted to know him, more about him, where he's from, why he moved down to Florida. He just recently moved to Florida. And I said, this was my opening line. Hey, yeah.
How you doing? Ooh. What's happening? Oh, sorry.
What's happening?
Yeah.
No, my thing was, what brought you down here? Because everybody in up north want to chill up north and be up north, and they think that that's the place to be for some reason.
It's so cold up north.
Him straight up, because you know some people come down here because they're running from the law, they're trying to hide from the baby mama. And
yeah, like you did when you got down there. Yeah, I got you. Yeah.
So I need to know what brings you down here. So I said, what brings you this close to the equator? And homeboy said, I don't know where the equator is. Like, he just made it seem like he didn't know what the hell I was talking about.
Oh,
like,
that'd be crazy.
What is that? What are you saying? Like, he was just like, what? Equator? What's the equator? I don't know what you're talking about, homegirl. But I moved it. He said it straight up. He said, and this is his words, quote, you know, I got to quote unquote this right now. He said, quote unquote, I don't know where the equator is. But I moved to Florida because my baby's mother tried to get away. It was all downhill from when he said, I don't know where the equator is. When he said,
to get away.
I don't know where the equator is. Yeah, this is my thing. When he said, I don't know where the equator is, that was enough for me. I was like, it was like a rapid decline. And then he's trying to come out. But my baby's mother tried to get away. So that means you chased her down here? Does she know you here? Do you hide in the bushes? And you expect me to understand and go with what you're talking about? I was like, I listened to this whole messed up story. I don't know. I'm not going to say messed up. I'm going to say ducked up. His whole ducked up story, I just sat there with my feet laid back and my head hung low. I'm like, okay, all right. So he told me all that he had to say, and I was like, okay, all right, well, I'm married.
Is that what you said? You lying ass. I'm married. What's his name? His name is Hennessy.
Who cares?
Oh, no. His name is Hennessy. We call him him
for
sure.
For real. First of all, he knew where the equator was, and I was done after that. But then he just told me the story how he changed some chick across seas. No, I ain't trying to mess with you. You got issues. And if you want to chase somebody from all the way up there, all the way down here, then what am I going to do for you? You're just using me as a temporary partner. And I'm
temporary
not to do
love thing.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Love thing.
Because you came down here, you know, listen, he came down here on a mission, and I'm not a part of the mission. I'm just a
Well,
guy.
Apparently you're not.
So I'm not... Apparently, I'm not for real because I'm not doing it. I was like, okay, I'm glad to know you. Glad to meet you. We could be friends. I hope everything works out with you and yours.
You and your baby mama drama.
Yeah. I'm better.
Baby
now.
Mama.
I'm sorry.
Good.
And if you want to reach out to catch any other fishes, you might want to brush up on your geography.
Oh, yeah, because you don't know where the equator is. Tell me something, I ain't never heard of the equator. You should have asked that joker for his high school diploma. Hey, let me see your high school diploma, you dumbass. Hey, all right, welcome in, everybody. 347-850-1272. It is the J. Ross Show. It is the Wednesday edition. Now, Mr. L.E.S. is not here tonight. And so, Momo B.
Wait, is he at another graduation for his niece?
No. Actually, I think he's working. Actually, I don't know. I think they got that joker out there.
He's
you know,
working.
Man. Sometimes they have those blue light specials at Kmart. They need all the damn stock boys on hand. So I think his ass is stacking boxes. Him and Rob Smooth.
No,
they had a big mega sale tonight.
Get away with that. I didn't even let you get away with my boo is better than the stock boy. Okay?
Yeah, that joker ain't done but stocking boxes. Right now, he's packing Doritos
That's
on the damn food. Grocery case at the damn grocery store. And you know, hey, look here. At Ranch Doritos. He's putting the cool Ranch Doritos on the shelves as we speak. Hello, Mr. Elias. Wave to the damn radio, you bastard.
No, Mr. Elias, I know. But why he's not here for real? He got to work. He's working for real?
That's what I said. He's working. He's stacking boxes.
He's stacking boxes. I want
yes,
to know what
Elias.
He said. I want
Mr.
to know
Elias.
What he said.
Let me tell you something. Mr. Elias works as a stock boy. Yeah, he does. He works as a stock boy at one of the leading grocery markets in the world. I mean, that's what he does. He's a stock boy. He put on his big apron and got, like, you know, dirt and stuff on the front of it. Yeah, that's Mr. Elias. Him and Ross Smooth. He's stacking boxes
but you know,
right
you
about
know what
now.
The sad thing is, I'm going to tell you a sad thing right now.
What's the sad thing?
The sad thing is, I can't even defend him because I don't even know what he do.
He's like Tommy from Martin.
He's like
Hedy Murphy.
There. I was
Gary like they used to
there.
Call him.
I was Gary Go there. That's my
yeah,
boo.
Tommy.
He's my boo. He's my boo, and I don't even know what he do. So
that's what I'm trying to tell you.
Go figure.
He's trying to tell you. Run from that joker. All right, but it is Wednesday, folks. Listen,
where
we have a great show tap for you.
Where do I run to? Why must I cry?
Ooh, that's a Grammy winner, but you got me on that one. I'm like, who the hell? What you thinking of? Dale Phonics or something? All right, look, folks, we're having a great show tonight. Tonight, we're asking, okay, listen, here's the ride. Okay, from first date to roommate, how long must one wait? Oh, I like that. That sounds good. From first date to roommate, how long must one wait? Yeah, we're going to fill in the wait part for you. You know I got to add all type of different scenarios for you. But we're so glad. Listen, let's bring some more folks in here. Let's make it a party. Rich Sisters in the house. Hey, Rich Sisters.
Hey, how's everyone doing?
Doing great, Rich Sister. How you doing?
Doing good.
Hey, Rich Sister.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey.
Mom will be watching to say hi to her. Yeah,
hi,
please speak to her.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right, sounds like she's talking to her boyfriend right now, that dude named Hennessy.
Oh,
thank you, Momo BZ.
Why are you not hearing me?
Oh, we can hear you pretty good. No aqua boogie for you tonight. You sounded pretty damn spiffy tonight. Thank you so much for joining us. And next time you need to bring some apple pie. Now, listen, Rich Sister, we're going to talk to you about your role because we're going to need you when your sister marries something. We got to have a name for you in the damn soap opera. So, you know, you got to make sure that you bring the noise when you come. So pull out all your old acting books that you had when you were, you know, in school and stuff, and you know, get them ready. Blow the dust off of them.
Okay.
Thank you, Rick. Yeah, okay, thank you. And you got to speak faster, too, because you radio time, you're letting air go by. Just respond immediately. I say, hey, Rich Sister, we don't need this. Hey, Rich Sister, how you doing today? I'm doing well. Rich Sister, we got to get quick responses, quick responses. Thank you very much. Oh, look who's hanging out with us tonight, WD. What's happening, Mike?
Welcome to my favorite Wednesday night radio show host, Dark Skin. What's happening?
Oh, damn, darker skin. What's happening, Big Daddy?
Who is that? Who is that?
You don't know who I be?
Uh-oh. Okay.
Yeah. See, look at him.
Okay,
see what happens.
It's
a big family.
Cool?
It's a big family.
We got some hoes in this house. We got some hoes in this house.
First of all,
I like that.
Turn where the equator was in the fifth grade. So you need to pull all kind of special air forms on this dude, but I'm glad you got the equator.
I don't know what that is. You don't know what the equator is, Negro?
The fourth grade.
Are you talking to me?
We learned it in the
I don't think
grade,
so.
And then the fifth grade, the sixth grade, the seventh grade was all the rewind. Like, that was all.
Yeah, what the hell is that?
Already. That's
crazy.
What I couldn't understand. And I was like, okay, I'm done with you.
Oh, you're done.
As far as taking a bullet, 15 years on the fire department in Cleveland, I would actually die for you, Momo B. I don't know why
you
want to take a
bullet.
Okay, don't start this. Don't start
like
this. Don't start this. Look, don't start this.
We
already late for this. Don't start this.
Pay attention.
Ten good minutes.
All right, folks, it is time for 10 Good Minutes, sponsored by the Ribs on it. 10 Good Minutes where we kind of talk about things that are on our mind, things that are off topic per se. And so now, you know, we're running a little late here. Like I said earlier, Mr. Elias is not here. Maybe he'll be in a little later. Dr. Princess O'Dea sent one of her damn excuse emails again. I am with my students, and I'm not sure if you can make it. I said, yeah, whatever, heifer. I said, matter of fact, lose my damn number. Don't even make it. We don't even want to see your ass. But here's something that I was thinking about, Mama B. Now, this lady today, I was talking to her. She said that her grandma hit the lottery, and her grandmother was 88 years old when she hit the lottery. And I got to thinking, would I really want to hit the lottery at 88 years old?
I would hit the lottery at 90, and I wouldn't give nobody a dime. I'll leave it to my dog.
Think about this. Think about this for a second. You are 88 years old. You've been struggling your whole damn life, and here you go finally go hit the big one, and your ass ain't gonna be around long enough to enjoy it. Why would I? At some point in time, you need to stop playing the lottery. If you owe people, stop playing.
No. I'm not going for it. I'm not going here. My grandmother's 88. She played the lottery every day. It's not me. I don't tell her to do it. I don't even do it. I've never played the lottery in my life, but she does.
Yeah.
And she's always had since I've known her. And she do it not because she wants good for her, because she wants good for us. That's why she do it.
That's my point.
My point is she don't need it. She's always been well off. She's been retired for some time now, and she got bank. Why do you waste your time doing that? I tell her all the time, why do you waste your time doing it? Because back in the day, when she was a little younger, and I was just like, why are you wasting your time? Because I never believed in that. So I'm telling her, you're wasting your time, you're wasting your money, but she kept doing it, and finally she told me, I'm not doing it for me, I'm doing it for y'all, because she already knew that all of us, we were scattered here and there, doing this illegal substances, whatever.
She
was doing it for us. You know, she was trying to make a better life for us. She didn't care about herself. So that's why she does to this day, she's 88. She's still doing it. She ain't doing it for her at this time. And that's what you know is real. Like right now, today, for real, if she hits the millions, she can't even spend the millions. She don't even know what to spend on. She don't even spend money
well,
as
look,
it is.
Look here. If you 88, okay, and listen, Grandma, I love you. But you're not going to be around to spend the damn money.
But that's not the point. That's the thing. That's not the point. She's not doing that
well,
for her.
Well,
that's
because the grandkids are smiling.
She
every time you see them,
the
they
family.
Smiling on TV. Like, yes.
Yeah, whatever.
Yes, thank
it
you.
Is what it is. She's doing it for the family. And if God, please look at her and aim your fortune her way. Because if she really do hit
yeah.
off, she ain't even worried about
your
that.
Way.
I'm
yeah.
quite sure she's not even going to spend a dime of it. Just give it all away to all of us.
Yeah, all of y'all.
Please.
Yeah, you're gonna go
away
and act like
yes.
you're gonna act like you lost
yes.
your damn mind. I already know what you're
yes.
gonna do. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And then
yes.
ask them how many people gonna be at the funeral.
I'll be here, yeah. regardless, if she rich or she broke, I'm going to be right there, because I'm going to be the one paying for her burial. How about that? So don't do that to me. I'm going to be there for my grandma. You best believe it. I'm going to be right there. All these other people who she's trying to support, I don't know about all of them, but I'm going to be right there, front and center. If I got to be out on the street to give her a nice, decent burial, I'm going to be right there. So she ain't got to worry about over here. So
but
I
you know something else too.
And how gangsta, and she's trying to.
Oh, there it is. So she's original. She's the original damn queen. There, she's the one that set it off.
No, she's not original. She never did anything gangsta. She never did anything illegal.
Well, where'd you get it from then?
My mama.
Oh, your mama was original gangsta. Yeah. Come here, baby. Let me show you what you do. You got to wait till the last person leave out the bank, and then you got to put this on and run up in there
no,
talking about, come here, get on the damn phone.
No. I got to say this, because you trying to make her look bad. My mother died when I was 10 years old. Yeah, you did it, you are.
I'm joking. I would never say anything to make your mom look bad. Stop it.
She wasn't a gangster as far as I knew. She was doing illegal as far as I knew. But what I did know is she was beat a witch ass in the street. She would beat her down. And I saw that firsthand. She would do that. She would get her fight on. So, yeah, that was her. And she was the light of my eye. But, oh, yeah, I'm going to be just like her when I grow up. They were scared of her in the projects. I'm going to tell you right now, they were scared of her. And not only because she was pretty. She was really pretty. She really was. She was so pretty. And she wasn't a gangster chick. She wasn't, I'm not saying she was a dunked out one on the corner. She wasn't that. But what she was, she wasn't trying to take no mess with nobody trying to mess with her man, which was my father. Even though my father was the hoe, she wasn't trying to take
Papa
no mess
a
or nobody
stone.
Messes with.
Boom, boom,
yeah, she wasn't
boom,
trying to take it.
Boom.
She was like,
well.
No. Yeah, she was defending hers, and it went around, you know, go on and that. But she was just doing what she had to do. So she
okay.
was
what project
you
grew up in?
Rapping, whatever. What?
So what project you grew up in?
Marcinia Project.
Arsenio.
169th Street in Washington, off 3rd Avenue in the Bronx. Yes, recognized.
South Bronx.
Apartment
South Bronx.
Yes, that's how it was. Regulate. That's how it was. That's how it was going. And you know what the funny thing is? When I grew up right there. And it was only like 6 buildings in that whole project. So I'm like, oh, when I grew up, I was like, oh my God, this is lit. 6 buildings? Because when I grew up, I moved different projects. And they had like 13 buildings. So I'm like, oh, my projects are really small compared to the other projects I've moved into, but my projects was live. Like, they would kill, scratch, rape, kill. And
okay.
Like, oh, my God. It was the most
alrighty.
Dangerous project I ever lived in, but there was only, like,
okay.
8 children.
Thank you.
What? Where did do that okay. at? Like, eight dozens? It's not hard to find you, nigga.
Yeah.
What?
Sit your mouth.
It was crazy because it was in the South Bronx. They don't care about nothing. And no, I'm going to tell you this because the fact of the matter is, they don't care. This is going to be real quick. The truth of the matter is, because we was in the South Bronx, no matter how small I thought the complex was, the truth of the matter is, they don't care what was going on in that development. They didn't give a damn what was going on. You could kill, shoot, rape, rob, steal. Wasn't no police coming there. And that's why they was down in Greece. Because nobody cared.
308 Unwin Road, Cleveland, Ohio. We had over 46 buildings, over 3,000 residents in my project. It wasn't a weekend if it wasn't a murder.
All righty, then. And so now we've... Yes, Rich, just real quick, we have to go to break. Yes,
please. Really quick. I'm not into playing the lottery either, but, you know, if that's your thing, whether you're 20 or 108, hey, that's your thing. Although I would I would hope Grandma already got something set over for the kids and the grandkids.
Great kids, yeah.
Yeah, Grandma's
my grandpa.
That's
going to
be more.
If you always want to
see the lead, it
all in.
All
right.
Luck.
Thank you, guys.
I got a real quick question.
I don't know quick questions. We got somewhere to go. 10 good minutes. Sponsored by the Ribs on 5020 Highway 78, Memphis, Tennessee. The home of the all-you-can-eat $14.95 barbecue buffet. Tell Denny Den that the J. Ryle Show said, all right, folks, we're going to step by this time for a weather update, the old school Get Hype song. I got my disco shoes on for this one. And then we'll be back with the topic tonight. It's the J. Ryle Show Wednesday. Don't go nowhere, folks. We'll be right back after this very, very, very short break. Hold your thoughts. We'll be back.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Good evening. I'm Rex Smith. Here's a look at the nation's weather.
Well, here we are heading on through the mid part of the week, national forecast time, and well, we've got more wet weather to deal with in parts of the south, spreading a little bit now in coverage northward, eastbound, as well as continuing into Florida. Another wet day in Tampa over towards Orlando, but more great weather in parts of the northeast. Fall conditions with the sunshine and 60s and 70s. We've got wintry weather to deal with here in the northwest. Parts of the Rockies are going to be dealing with that over the coming days with some colder air that's really driving on in. There'll be some spots, parts of Montana, Wyoming, that don't get out of the 30s. Now compare that to 90s, Dallas down towards Houston, where summer is hanging on there. By Thursday, much drier in the deep south. We'll keep some showers in play, parts of North and South Carolina, southern tip of Florida, while North and Central Florida dry out. Finally, after a very wet week there for us, we're getting a chance to see some drier skies. Heading on to the west coast in and around San Francisco, 72 degrees for your Thursday. There should be lots of sunshine there for the day. By Friday, still holding on to some snow here into parts of Wyoming. Even into the Rockies of Colorado, we could see some snow in the higher elevations while rain creeps out into the northern plains and upper Midwest. So a chance for some rain getting into Minneapolis, but Chicago, you'll stay dry. Warming up a notch, though, right up around 80 degrees while we hold on to our 60s in Boston. 65 for your afternoon. And what a gorgeous Friday we'll have, though, in Atlanta, Birmingham. These areas will be in the upper 70s with lots of sunshine.
I'm Rex Smith. 347-850-1272 is the phone number. Continue to listen to The J. Ryle Show. Have a good evening.
Dog.
says, we gonna turn to him 42. Oh, Piccolo Flex said, I can't play 42. I said, that's all right, bro. We know you're on parole. Let's try 106. I can't play that either, Mr. Preacher. Then he said, what about 39? I can't play it. What about 66? I can't play that either. Somebody stood up in church talking about, Piccolo Flex, the motherfucker! And the preacher jumped up and said, all right, that's enough of that shit. Now, the man that called my Piccolo player a motherfucker, bring his ass up here. Nobody moved. Man, this shit went on for about an hour. I was in church myself wondering who was the man that's sitting next to me. One more time, he said, well, the man is sitting next to the man. He's sitting next to the man. He's sitting next to the man. He's sitting next to the man. They're sitting next to the man, they're sitting next to the goddamn man. Call my Piccolo player a motherfucker. Do something. And people just, finally this one guy got up. He said, Mr. Preacher, don't shoot. Because I ain't the man that called your Piccolo player a motherfucker. He said, what I want to know is who called that motherfucker a Piccolo player. That's what I want to know.
Mike. What day is it, Mike? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Damn, Skippy, it is Wednesday. Welcome back in, 347-850-1272. J. Ryle in the house. Don't forget now, coming up at the top of the hour, it is the Listening Lounge. Great lounge for you tonight. If you love Boney James, it's coming at you tonight, folks. Sit tight, don't let the bed bust by hanging out with my main baby, Momo B. Baby. Hey, girl! Hey, girl! Hey, girl! Oh, God. Thank you, Momo B, Dr. Princess Aldea Jr. Oh, Jesus. All right, Rich is in the house. Hey, girl!
No. I'm not Dr. Princess Aldea Jr. It's just
tell
I'm
Hennessy.
Used to being the first one back off the break.
I know.
That's
what
it is, boo.
I know.
That's
tell Hennessy. Tell Hennessy, can you have some fun with us? Tell your boyfriend, Hennessy. Can you hang out with us tonight?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Your
don't
boyfriend, Hennessy.
Don't do it. Don't do that. It don't look cute on you. Don't do it.
It don't look cute on me. Well, I'm glad. I don't want to look cute.
No.
Rick Sister, what's up, girl?
Hi, everyone. How are you doing?
I like it. Let's try this again one time. Hey, Rick Sister, how you doing, girl?
I'm doing good.
Oh, there it is. Okay, see, you had it. I thought you were going to come right back like you supposed to come right back.
No,
what's going
no,
on there, WG?
No.
I was going to say Momo B was in the ladies' room too long. Rich Sister.
No, I wasn't in the ladies' room.
To verbally meet you.
No. The truth of the matter is, when we all used to Mr. Elias be in there, so after the break, Mr. Elias comes straight out. He be on. And I used to be under...
Yeah, we're working on that tonight, though.
I'm waiting for my boo to be on time. But he ain't here. I'm all discombobulated in situations like that. So, situation number nine.
Blowing my damn mind. I want to say what's up to somebody. I want to say hello to my girl, Catty. I'm going to call her Cat. Because I'm loving me some Cat. Let me tell you something.
Why?
Now, she has a show called This Needs to Be Said. Is there an elephant in the room? You damn right, baby. It's an elephant in the room with your sexy self. When you going to come on down in Houston and let me just, you know, talk to you? Come on down. Come see me. I want to see you. Yes. Oh, my goodness. All right, look. It is 13 minutes after the hour. J. Ryle Show Wednesday. Glad you guys are Hey, watch your mouth. Look here, put that hater aid down. Put that hater aid down. Because anytime somebody says something about a female, who is that? What's up with that? Sit down. You know what it is. Uh-oh.
Hi there. Six is for sex.
Oh, boy. I'm swinging. Oh, damn.
There was a man and woman having sex.
At the right,
there were two men having sex.
No,
and
I wasn't sitting
down.
I was having drink after drink.
Hollywood.
I was
swinging. Sex is for sex.
Oh, my God. right there.
You didn't leave?
That's why I stayed there. I stayed there. I stayed there.
See, look. See, she said, she didn't leave. She said, hell no, I didn't leave. Why am I going to leave? I wore this dress and no drawers on. I'm staying here and enjoying myself.
Six is for sex.
Hey, ghetto fabulous. What's going on, girl? Miss Terry.
Hey,
Momo
B. Hey,
Rich.
Hey,
Miss Terry.
Hey,
baby.
Hey.
Have you missed me since Saturday, girl?
No, not really.
Yes, you have. You can fake the funk all you want to. I know the deal, Negro. I know the deal, Pickle. You ain't fooling me.
Oh, well, hey.
Hey.
Yeah, what is up with that? Every time you come in, hey. What up with that?
Hey.
That's
the ghetto man.
Hey.
Hey. Because she be bringing it down, so she be bringing it down.
That's
when she's in the club, and she say, hey. Everybody know what time it is. When she say, hey, at the club,
hey.
Everybody follow her. You got to follow her from the front door to the back door.
Hey.
Yes. See, he don't know nothing about that life. He don't know
nothing about that. You don't know nothing about that.
You're right. I ain't going to lie to you.
You need to be twerking while you do it.
So, Miss Terry, so what have you done today productive, Miss Terry? What have you been doing besides sitting on your porch watching all the ghetto fabulous stuff going on in your neighborhood?
We had a little emergency today, and my little cousin was missing.
A little emergency.
What happened to her again?
She stole her mom's car, and her friend were missing all night.
They find her? Okay.
She's fine. But it was kind of weird because I don't really talk to my family. And so, like, I get on the news, you know, and I'm doing my work that I do in the morning. And I see my cousin sick. I'm like,
oh, my God.
You know, like, it hits home when you see someone you really know.
Yeah.
I'm telling, it hits home when it's like, what? You know, so I hope my big cousin is beating her ass right now.
Okay, I was going to ask, what's after the next step? After, you know, it's like, oh, my God, baby, are you okay? Yes.
Yeah.
What the pop? Okay, I just want to know, did the ass whooping commence afterwards?
Yeah, I know it happened because my other cousin was like, he messed me off to Facebook. He said, we all stole the cars in the family, but you come home.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Wait a minute. You said y'all all stole the cars. See, I tell you, that's a badass kid. I ain't never told my mama.
You don't know what?
That's not true.
That's not true.
You don't know about that life, homeboy. We were so poor, my mother never had a car.
You don't know nothing about that life. That's exactly the reason. Because you old as hell. How old are you again? I'm just trying to
get out. Hold on, B. Will you sit your ass down? What the hell is wrong with you?
I thought you was in your early 40s, but I come to find out you damn near 50. So, of course, you don't understand what we're talking about. Of course, you don't.
I'll be 50.
Thank you,
October 29th.
Would you like my social security number and home address as well? Thank you very much. Okay.
I'm just saying, because I was and that's why I started rolling with you in the first place. So I thought you were younger. Now you're old.
Hey, look, let me tell you something. You talk about Miss Taylor. Let me bring it here. Don't bring it here. All right, look, we got a show to get into. All right, look, it is 18 minutes after the hour. We got to get into it, folks. Welcome in. It is Wednesday. Now, don't forget. Coming up.
Don't be falling for this.
Oh, my God. Am I going to teach you out tonight?
He act like he is. No, you keep talking. I'm on down low. I'm in the back.
She said, I'm on the down low. All right,
down
so literally, coming up at the top of the hour. Coming up. Let me say this now. First of all, if you're coming over. Okay, I'm hit you in your eye. Keep it up.
Just stop listening to me. Just do what you do, and I'm going to do what I do. We can do it together, boo. It's funnier that way.
For those who may be coming over from the J King Network, we apologize. We have a technical difficulty because we can't get on
over there on that network. So there's dead air on the J. King network. So we apologize for that. But if you're listening over there, coming up in about 30 minutes, there will be the listener. I'm sorry, not the listener lounge, but the music business, the way I see it, that's coming up over on the J. King network at the top of the hour. And if you're hanging out here, it's all about the listener lounge. Are you okay? I mean, do we need to call somebody? I mean, are you fine? I mean, you know, I mean, it's going to be a long show. Lord have mercy.
Yes.
What's up? What you say, WD?
I like it.
It's not the quantity of years, it's the quality of years.
Long and hard. I don't know what you're talking about, DL, but you need to sit back and relax.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Let's get into the Kill Diva question of the day. Ugh. All right, so the Kill Diva question of the day is a simple one, I think, for tonight. And so here we go.
Okay.
First date, from first date to roommate, how long must one wait? So in other words, when you go out with someone on the first date, how long do you wait before they move in? How long do you wait before you say, I do? So that's it, the Kill Diva question of the day, 347-850-1272. Call us and tell us, how long must one wait before they either move in or you put a ring on it? And I'm going to switch gears this time because, Rich Sister, I'm tired of you not answering these QODs. You either say, I pass. Oh, you know, you give me that 10-second delay and then I got to move on because I'm thinking that you're thinking and pondering and stuff like that. So I'm coming to you first on this one, Rich Sister. Are you ready?
Yeah.
See, there it is. That was it. Okay. All right, so Rich Sister, how long must one wait after the first date to move in with a man or a woman? How long should you wait? Well, I forgot.
Well, I wouldn't do it with. I wouldn't do it like within months. That's for sure, because you don't know nobody within no months or nothing. I guess first of all, there ain't gonna be no moving in till marriage. First of all.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, I forgot all about that.
Yeah. First of all.
I forgot who I was talking to. I really forgot about that. I don't know why I asked you that question. First of all, ain't nobody getting no kidneys or nothing until you say I do. So until you say I do, you can't even come in my house. You got to stand on my porch, boo. Okay. But you know, I got to say this though, Rich. Since I was listening to an old episode earlier this week, and I heard you curse.
And?
Oh, okay. I didn't think a good Christian woman like you would lay down some curse words, but I heard some curse words. I didn't know what to. I had to rewind it just to make sure that I heard it right. So my goodness, you need some prayer in your life.
Jesus just saved your life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, you need some prayer in your life. Yeah, but I heard you curse. She did. She said hell. She said hell. I said, don't make me wait hell. I'm like, ooh, it's sister. Sister Mary Thomas, cousin. All righty then. Thank you, Rich Sister, for the answer. All right, Miss Terry, how long must one wait from the first date until you move in with your possibly new mate? Ooh, look at me. I feel like Busta Rhymes. Yes, girl, what's the answer?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it depends on where you're at in your life. And when I was first got with Otis, you know, he had to put a ring on
Otis.
And marry me. He had to marry me before I moved in with him. Then, you know, it just depends on who you are. You know, when you're in the ghetto, your first date, then you move in the next day. No, I'm playing.
Ghetto heaven.
And I've seen that. I've seen women, you know, move him in. It's the same week. Within that week, he gets moved in. But for me, I got to wait a while. I got to get a ring.
Wait a while.
Yeah. I have to know it's real. I can't just be moving playing like I'm somebody's wife, you know? You can't wife like that. No. You can't wife me like that.
Okay, so, all right, well then, okay, that means if you have to wait to move in, then what about the other part? How long is it, how long after your first date do you wait to do the ding dong dance?
This is a fusion part. There we go.
It depends on where his head is and me finding out what he really wants. If all he wants is the jewels that he'll never get it.
So there's
Jay,
nothing wrong.
He'll never get it.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, Nicole, yes, I will. And as soon as I see you, it's over. So anyway, so there's nothing wrong. So you're saying now there's nothing wrong with if the chemistry is kicking on the first acquaintance to go ahead and get busy. There's nothing wrong with that if you're feeling it.
Up and down, all the way around town.
If that's on you, you have to deal with that. But if in my life now, no. I'm not moving like that, because I already know what happens. I already know the mojo that comes with it, so I'm not really in that. But when you're young and everything, that's what you do. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not, because I'm not going to get attached to somebody who just wants the jewels all the time. You know, that's all you want. You want them now. You don't want them now.
So what else do they want then besides the fish tacos? I mean, what else can they have besides the fish tacos?
You have to marry me. You have to provide for me. I provide for you emotionally. It's a whole package here. It's not you get this and I get nothing. No, never, never. I have way more respect for myself. Way more.
She did take a left turn down Sirius Avenue.
She made
a left turn. She was up late going quick.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. You play church music. My goodness. Hallelujah.
Round of applause.
Now, you clap if you want a round of applause. I don't agree with that mess. You clap. You want to get a round of applause?
Well,
you clap for
really?
I have a daughter, so I have to show her what a woman is to be. So I can't.
This is the second week in a row you said that.
I can't show her that mama's just letting it open wide open and everybody can come.
But she won't know.
She
won't know. How's she gonna know?
Your kids know.
We're hitting the wall.
Wait till they get old enough to know they're not going to get an ass over to tell you the truth. Mama, I seen blah, blah, something, and he was hitting it like this. They will tell you.
I bet my kids, I never say no mess like that to me. I'm knocking my teeth down some throat.
They wouldn't know how to tell you.
I'm not saying you, because don't bring it here. Thank you very much for that answer. Always trying to throw some bouginess in it. There's no bouginess around here.
You act like you
I'm from the ghetto, too.
The secret. You are acting like you're doing something on the... There ain't nothing on the damn low in this world. Nothing's on the damn... Somebody
I hope not, because I don't get out like that. I'm just trying to be honest with you. All right, Wiz Daryl. How long do you wait, dog, before you allow that fish taco to move in your house, man?
The first year, we going to date. I ain't going to do nothing but dinner, in bed, everything. Here,
you gonna do what?
We gonna live
cook,
together.
Cook a dinner in bed.
We're gonna fall in love. Here,
right.
Don't say yes, cause we about to get married. But for y'all women, subject to a 90-day rule. Ding dong, damn. 90 days. That's it. Cause I'm gonna be done spent to $1,500 to $2,000 on you in 90 days. And if I ain't got it in 90 days, what?
That's your problem. You'll just be proud.
Man, with over 600 women in my 49 years on this.
What?
What did you say?
You want me to repeat it?
I don't understand what he just said.
Repeat that. I said I have been to bed with over 600 women on the 49 years on this planet.
This is it. This is a true story. Let's do the math.
Do the math.
Break
it down.
I ain't gonna do it.
600.
I don't care what he do.
Here go the math. I lost my virginity at 14.
Okay.
Now, that's junior high school. Went into the 10th grade. Now, when we was in the 10th grade, it was a group of us out of the project. Now, the guys that lived up in the houses outside of the project, they was known as chumps. They couldn't hang out at night. They couldn't see the promiscuous girls. By the time I was out of high school,
3 years later, that record was at 20. I went to college and fell in love. Messed around and fell in love. I stayed with her all 4 years in college. But I got out of college at 22 years old, and I became a certified public accountant. I went to work for the fifth largest accounting firm in the world. I came back home to the projects and took my boys, and you start counting 3 a week. Tuesday nights, we went to the Mad Hatter. Thursday nights, we went to Vales on the Circle. Saturday nights, we went to back to Mad Hatter. I could afford a hotel room every night, and y'all was easy. Y'all was incredibly easy. I worked as a CPA.
You said y'all?
Who the numbers?
Yeah, you're talking about females in general. Yeah.
Okay.
Y'all was incredibly easy. If I come home in the projects wearing a suit, and they was just falling. It looked like Teddy Pendergrass on stage, throwing keys, underwear, and everything. Then I worked as a CPA for 6 years. We going from 86 to 92. From 92.
Where is the count? I'm not hearing female counts. Where were you at that point in your life?
The count is
yes.
We had somewhere to go almost every night, from the Omis Motorcycle Club to the Zulu Motorcycle Club, back to the Mad Hatter, back to Vales. And my credit card, I had 3 credit cards. They were all maxed out at $49 to $69 a room per night. Plus the, not the Moet, what's that cheap, the yellow wine they drink?
I don't know, brother. I don't drink cheap wine, but okay. Ripple.
Yeah, that is. That's all they need is some treats. Then what really set it off
in 82,
and I became a fireman. I'm a retired fireman, and I was a fireman 15 years. Then we started grabbing highfalutin girls. We started going to the top of the barrel. I could walk in the emergency room with my fire gear on and smell like smoke. I remember one time I walked up to a nurse. I didn't even say a word to her. I just grabbed her pen and wrote my number down, and it was over. I am 40. I'm going to be 50 October 29th. The math every week.
Oh, my God. Every week from the age of 14. We're going to break that down. He's like a black Will Chamberlain. Okay. We're going to break that down and see how that shakes out, because I'm very curious to see how they worked out. Okay. All right.
So
all right, folks. Look, we're going to step out.
Is he married now?
I was married for 306 days.
Okay.
Thank you.
Right
in the middle of something. Put your damn clocks on and figure out what the hell's going on. All right, we're stepping out. We'll be right back after this. J. Ryle Show, 347-850-1272.
In the Circuit Court of the 18th Judicial Circuit in and for Seminole County, Florida, State of Florida versus George Zimmerman. Verdict, we the jury find George Zimmerman not guilty.
Hi, I'm Jay from the J. Ryle Show. And the one thing that the George Zimmerman verdict should have shown us was, even though this nation elected a black man into the White House twice, we have a long way to go. So don't get mad. Get involved.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network. Network.
What we gonna do is go back, dog. Rewind.
We go a little something like this. Hit it.
Hey, Jay, can you hear me?
Yes.
You know, me and Jackie, we put the day before we had dinner. Now I got on the limousine, and I'm about to take her to the right track, and she's about to make it rain on Hot Thunder.
Uh-oh.
Huh?
Whoa, what? That's breaking news. She going to be a sinner tonight. Breaking news. Rich Sister's going to be a sinner tonight. Yes, you are.
Wait a minute. Do not believe it.
In about an hour, you're going to be face to face with a ding dong sandwich. Take her ass to the strip
Jesus
club.
Jesus just saved your life. Hallelujah.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. If Rich Sister want to look at a ding dong up close, she hasn't seen one in years, she may forget what it looked like. Put it right there in her face so she can see it up closer. It may even weaken her ass with that one bad eye.
Rewind.
Hey,
This is your resident map of the South, Mama Little Donna's, kickstarting your weekend every Friday with Ladies First Radio TJRS Network, a show for women by women. Oh, and we love our men too. Come hang out with us every Friday, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, as my co-host, Dr. Princess O'Day, and I discuss everyday issues and offer inspirational solutions. From the East Coast to the West Coast to all over the world, Ladies First Radio keeps it real, spreading positivity one show at a time. Don't have time to listen to us live? Carry us with you. Download Ladies First Radio, the TJRS Network, through podcast, your iTunes, or iPod. Come be inspired with Ladies First Radio, the TJRS Network, every Friday, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's Ladies First Radio, the TJRS Network, a show for women by women.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
There were three little triplets started to school. And you know, on the first day of school, how the teacher have all the kids in line and asking their names and address, all the new kids. So the teacher said, "What's your name, little boy?" He said, "My name is Joe Brown." "That's nice. What's your name, little boy?" He says, "My name is John Brown." "That's nice." "So what's your name, little boy?" He says,
"My name is Jerry Brown."
"Say, how come you talk so heavy?" "Say, your little boys look just alike." "And say, but your talk, your voice is so different." "Say, could you explain why your voice is so different?"
So the one with the heavy voice, he said, "Well, teacher, so you see, it was like this. So when we was born, so mom didn't have but two tits. And hell, I had to suck daddy's..."
Alrighty then.
Wow, what does that mean?
Now get out!
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Damn, Skippy, on a beautiful Wednesday, welcome back. Yeah, are you feeling the flow, y'all? On a beautiful Wednesday, guys, coming up at the top of the hour, if you're listening to us, but you're accustomed to listening to us on the J. King Network, it's the music business. The way I see it, we had technical difficulties, couldn't get in tonight for some odd reason, but that's all right. Hopefully we'll get it squared away and we'll be back next week. If you're hanging out with us, we have the Listener Lounge. Boney James tonight in the lounge, should be fun. Repeat from August. Now, hanging out with the best, as always, my girl, Mumbo Beezy in the Heezy. Hey, girl. Mumbo Beezy in the Heezy. Hello, girl. Alrighty then. Miss Terry's in the house. Hey, Miss Terry.
Hey.
There it is again. Hey. Rich Sister is in the crib. What's happening, Rich Sister?
Hi, everyone.
How are you? WD hanging out with us tonight. What's up, Dubs? Nothing but the rent, brother. And look who done showed up. The one and only fake-ass Dr. Princess Aldea. Hello, Dr. Princess Aldea. How the hell are you doing on this beautiful Wednesday evening? There it is.
You know what? I shouldn't say anything because you called me out of my name.
I'm sorry.
I will say hello to the others.
Please do.
Who are in the room. For you, you get nothing. Hello, everyone else except for J. Ryle. Hello to
Princess.
Hi, Rich Sister. Hi, and hi, Miss Terry.
Hey, Princess.
Remember the last time talking to me? I didn't hear his name called. He didn't say Miss Elliott.
He's not here. That's why.
He's not here. He's
tucked away. Yeah, but hold on. But when you said Heavy D, who are you talking to? You talking to Weezer?
About you. He was talking about you, boo. She was talking about you.
About me.
About DD. His name is
Elliott. Gotta go.
That person has been muted.
Yeah, this is the one I'm waiting for.
You want to try to call somebody Heavy D? You think I'm going to let your ass roll ahead like that? You lost your damn mind tonight.
She wants me to sit back and wait for opportunity.
347. Let's get out to the phone lines. What's going on? Welcome in, Cinnabuns. Hey, girl.
Cinnabuns.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Cinnabuns.
What's happening? I like that name, Cinnabuns. That Cinnabon. Means your buns Cinnabon. Are Cinnabon. Cinnabon. I love it, girl. Cinnabon. What's happening?
Hold up. Wait a minute. Cinnabuns is my party people. Cinnabuns is in the building. I'm loving
hey,
it.
Mo.
Cinnabuns. Hey, baby. What's going on?
Around up, Cinnabon. You know me.
What's up, girl?
Cinnabon, please ignore her. And I'm going to tell you something right now, Cinnabon. Please be respectful.
This person has been muted.
Thank you. Yes, finish saying what you're saying, Momo B. Good gracious of life.
Oh,
you're not
going to
know every caller that
no,
calls into the show, Dr. Prince's idea. Good God,
Cinnabon
people listen.
This is not the show to be cursing, to be explicit. You got to relax in the buns and just say what you got to say and just be calm about it. It's all love here, baby. It's all love.
We
can't do like we do an explosion. This is not an explosion. So I just want to let you know that before you can think.
Thank you very much, Dr. Prince. This ain't about you meeting people. This ain't damnmatch.com. Sit your ass down.
Because you need to know that Cinnabon can get wild in 8 minutes, so we need to prepare for the situation.
How long, girl? How long should you wait?
I think you should pretty much get to know each other as far as the expectation. So, therefore, when you're there already, you don't expect, okay, where's your half of this and where's your half of that? If you don't understand that person, what they're coming with, that should be settled before you get that step to move in together.
Wait a minute, so you're saying that you should, okay, so before you move in, so you're saying you should date however long it takes before you can know who that person is, to make sure that when y'all make it happen, then there's no issues.
You have to date that person long enough to know how well he or she handles his or her finances so they can you can know
ooh.
How well they're handling it together in
your
home.
Who's got the money?
Ooh. I like that, though. Because you don't want to go. So let me ask you this, Cinnamus. Do you ask them for a credit report?
Well, pretty much not so much as just a credit report, but you want to see how well that person is able to carry their own as well as be willing to carry you if you need be, as well as you should be able to give them as if you need be as well. And not only that, by clearing up the financial stability portion of it, that will give way so you can be able to keep that intimacy going, because that's the main thing that breaks down the relationship is dealing with not knowing that other counterpart's well-being of what they could bring into the relationship.
Yes, he's looking for a breakup, and you're already looking for him to pay child support then, right? No. We got no children, boo. We ain't got no children. So sit back, relax. Listen to my
well,
question. Go ahead.
Maybe
sit
she does, but
go ahead.
This is what you do.
No. Sit there. No, she hit it. She hit it right on the head.
She did. She
did.
Brought knowledge
yeah,
tonight,
yeah.
y'all. Give her a round of applause.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh, I like that.
Thank you very much.
She brought
thank
the
you.
Noise.
She nailed
it.
Yes.
See, I'm not trying to get kicked off another show. More than one, man. I got kicked off.
Yeah. Because I got my finger on the damn button, too. I'm waiting for you to say something crazy. I think you called here a few months ago and said something crazy.
Yeah,
I got my
did.
Waiting
she
on your
did.
Ass.
She did.
Wait, what was it? She called and talking crazy. What kind of? I asked her something. She told me something crazy at this show. I said, oh, hell no.
Yeah.
Oh, hell no.
You know, she called you. I remember she called you the one.
What she go?
Hello.
no damn water buffalo. That's your way of trying to sneak in some jokes. And guess what's going to happen to your ass, smarty pants? Trying to throw jokes. Get your ass out of here, my boy. Get your ass up out of here. Get your ass up out of here. Call me water buffalo.
This person
That's your way of trying
muted.
To call me a water buffalo. She ain't talking about no damn water buffalo. That was your ass.
Oh, wait a minute.
Trying
that
to
was
be slick.
I did call you a water buffalo. Matter of fact,
you did? Oh, wait a minute. Oh, whoa. You called me a water buffalo?
No, hell no,
you were doing good to you, said that. Bye.
Gotta go.
Get out of here.
This person has been muted.
You a water buffalo.
No.
Oh, you know.
No, cool.
I'm kicking them
this
all out. You next, bye. Who else?
No. Jay, let me explain.
Should I bring her back first? Should I bring her back?
Yes, please bring her back.
You are now free to read.
What about Donna Prince O'Dea? Should I bring her back?
No, don't bring her back. Don't bring Princess back.
Okay, no problem.
I have something else to quickly say. Don't do it. I don't know what you're going to say, but I want to say what I have to eat first before we all go downhill. Cinnabons was a trooper of the explosion, and when you came on the explosion, that's when she called you a water buffalo. She called you a water buffalo on your show. Yeah, you did.
Oh.
It was my birthday party. It was my birthday party where everybody was going.
Which
ham.
One? You have about 4 years. Which one was it? You have one every quarter.
Okay.
Which one was it?
No, forget all that. But she did.
It was the real
she
one?
Did come at you on my birthday party. But you know, we graduated from that. So then we moved on. She knew on your show, on this show right here, quote unquote, hello, Cinnabons, take the hint. On this show right here, we can't do all we do on Explosion, okay? We can't do that.
Okay,
thank
you.
So,
Cinnabons said she had something else to say. What else, Cinnabons? Okay, she said she had something else to say. Well, what's up, baby?
Right. I don't want her. One more thing. I'm not going to say nothing crazy, but one of the things I thought of, before moving in with somebody, you got to know if they go through tantrums. You know how men go through that PMS time and women go through their time. You got to be able to know, are they able to go through their tantrums?
Not just they go through it, but
you know,
when they go through it.
For me, spreading me out.
Well, she is bringing the knowledge tonight, Cinnabons. Let me tell you something, baby. I'm going to forgive you for calling me a water buffalo. I don't remember you calling me that. I'm going to forgive you, though, for calling me that. I'm going to give you another round of applause, baby.
Check the rewind, Bruce.
Yeah, give me a year and month.
Celebration, yes.
Okay,
it's
but
February 10th.
Like
I don't know what year, but it was my real birthday. It was my real birthday on my show. I always celebrate my real birthday.
You just do fake ones at other places. Where everybody getting all happy and saying happy birthday to your ass.
I feel neglected.
We gave you all the attention in the world. We stayed on an extra hour just to celebrate that fake ass birthday you had back,
you
whatever that was.
I love you, boo. I love you,
big daddy. I got a beloved you too, baby. I give you a little tongue in that too. Well, Cinnabons, baby, thank you. If you want to hang out,
let's hang out because she's funny. Once she gets out of line, you know you can do it. I got my boxing gloves on, so I'm ready. You out. As soon as you say something disrespectful against the fat boy, you out. So just try to be chill, okay?
Hold on, homie. I heard what you just said. You called me a fat boy, didn't you? Get your ass up out of here.
This person has been muted.
I heard you. Dr. Prince O'Dea, you are back. Momo B, you know, let me tell you. Momo B's thinking a little jokes of that. And yeah, she said this about you. She said that. She called you this.
We're the friends.
Yeah.
Huh, you know what, guys? I just don't like how you guys put me on mute. That was very disgusting.
Well, because we're trying to talk to our caller, and you're trying to get to know her like she's going to be your friend. She don't want to be your damn friend.
You know her. You don't even know her.
Are you going to bring it to me here for here? Yeah.
What are you doing?
Okay, guys, you know, this is just, it was very
appalling that you guys would treat me like that when the guest was calling in on the show. I have
well, we
no
were trying to talk to
idea.
Her. You kept bumping your
How
gum.
How do you think you could do that?
Yes, you
and
just
listen,
was
running. You're supposed to be my girl. What the heck's really going on?
Dark Sam, you know what the problem is?
Talk to me. Talk to me, Daisy.
That women are just like pit bulls. I
oh, gosh. Here we go again.
I haven't heard this before.
Adam, they're going at it now.
Be original. WDBC.
Ladies, if two women walk in the club with the same dress on.
Here we go.
I forgot my dress on. Two men walk in the same club with the same pair of shoes on. They'll be like, nice shoes. Yeah, thanks, bro.
You
nice shoes.
A good
you got
point,
on.
Though.
But the women would be to her girlfriend.
Yeah, that's a good
and
point.
And
they're going
to have a mess.
You got a fight on your hands. All right, let me reset the table. The QOD is the question of the day. We're asking how long does it take before a person either moves in? How long do you wait before you get married? Which, that's what, Dr. President, let me ask you a question. Here we go. First date, from first date to roommate, how long should one wait before they pop the question for a person to either move in? Are getting married. How long should you wait?
There you go.
Okay. How long should you wait from dating until
moving? Oh, my God.
Moving?
Can you focus on us for just a few seconds? If that's all,
I am
if that's
focusing.
Not too much for you. Okay, so then you should have known what I've said.
You said how long would it take? You were muzzled. You said how long
okay,
would
it wasn't muzzled. You weren't listening. Let me say it for you one more again. How long should you wait before you either ask the person to move in with you or get married? After first
okay,
date.
Okay, move in. Okay, you know what I'm going to say. First of all,
that's
I
two.
Feel that whatever your intuition is, however you feel with that person, things are different from person to person. But I say the wise thing to do, you need to understand how they are financially positioned. I mean, what is your point of moving in? And especially if you're talking about marriage. I mean, sometimes people are moving in just for fun. It's a business arrangement. You're just trying to do what you're doing. But if you're dating and now you're going to move in, that's like a signature that you're going to take it a little further. Then you need to know who you're moving in with. You need to know who you're moving in with. I don't know. Some people don't want to get married, though. How about that? Some people just want to, like, kick it for a while. And they just want to move in and do what they do. And they just want to kick it. And it's not that serious for them. But if you're looking to go to that next extra step, as you call marriage, then guess what? You need to know some things. And that takes time. I think that it takes time. Because really, you don't know somebody. You don't know somebody until you've moved in with them. How about that?
That's a good point,
deal.
Though. I mean,
so you can be with somebody
for
10 years. You could be with somebody for 10 years, and you don't know them until you've moved in with them. So it's all relative. I mean, maybe you should move in with them quicker so that you can get it over with. Because some people have been together somebody for 10, 20 years, and they move in with them, and they're like, are you serious? Not.
You said that
right?
twice.
And you make a different choice.
Okay. So, basically, now what do you think about that, Ms. Terry? Do you agree with that? That maybe you should move in first to see what the hell's going on?
Honestly, I started listening to her, and then it kind of just faded off. So.
Well, I know, if she starts talking to you, you don't want to really listen to her.
Thank you so much.
No,
and
I'm
bread,
not trying to be mean, but I no, I'm
what
not.
What the hell are you doing? Are you grocery shopping? What the hell are you doing? Oh, well, you wait till after the show. I'm going to push you out. Ooh, I can't wait.
What are you talking about?
No,
hell no. I am sitting here. I'm listening to the show.
Rock it, don't stop.
Damn thing. Okay, so that Mumble Bee Baby.
Yes.
How long should you wait, girlfriend?
Wait, was I done with my answer?
We're done with you. Thank you. We're moving on. How long should you wait before a person either moves in or, get married after the first date? How long?
Okay. Well, thank you for completing the whole sentence without no interruption. But I'm going to tell you like this. For real, it all depends on the person. Everybody is different. Some people, and this is why I say it, some people are looking for love in all the wrong places. Some people are just looking for somebody to sit down, lay back, and love them.
So their definition is going to be totally different from what I'm getting ready to say. Because I'm not looking for no love. I'm not looking for nobody to come here and jack up and just be with me. I'm done with that.
Amen.
And that's the difference. Because if you're searching and you're seeking and you're desperate for something, it's going to be a different answer than what I'm getting ready to provide. So, that being said, if you asking me, Momo B, how long, I'm going to tell you how long. How long is whenever I feel that you're worthy to come up in here and just be with me? Because I'm not, and this is the truth, because I am not the type of girl, hello, let me repeat it. I am not the type of girl to just let anybody come all up in here and just lay and lounge and spread their legs and we gonna do what. I'm not that chick. So I think I'm at the perfect example of what is going on. So we ask you how long, and it's different. It is for me. Now, I'm talking personally speaking, if you would have asked me this question 20 years ago, the answer probably would have been different. But now, I'm not going to say that, I want to get to know him, and I want to know, because the thing about it is, I could not detect the bullshit in a man. Can I say this? Nobody can say. Oh, here we go. I'm sorry. God forgive me. I could not detect the bull crap when I was 25, 26, 27 that I could detect now. It's a different detection. So, women, if you listen to my voice, we different when we grow older. Like, I'm different now than I was when I was 30. When I was 30, maybe I would take a chance with you and do whatever I want to do, or maybe he loves me. Maybe if I do this, maybe if I do that. I was different back then. Now I know. And you know what I know now? I don't care. I don't care what you think. And that's a whole big thing. Back then, I was so engulfed about what you think. I don't care about what you think, homie. It's not about what you. It's not about what you think. It's about what I know. Not even what I think. What I know now at my age, because in between there, it was about what I think. Not what you think, what I think. But now it's about what I know. So, when I was 29 or maybe on the verge of 30, I'm trying to make you happy and secure. Make you feel secure. Because I already knew what I had. But I want you to know. I want you to learn. I want you to. And if you didn't appreciate that, then I'm sorry for you. But now, I'm in my 40s. I don't even care about what you think or what you know, what you feel, how you want it. I'm going to put it to you like I can and like I know. And if you don't appreciate that, then you're bad, because I'm doing what I do. This is me. So
you're telling me you just want to get it in now, right?
It's not that I want to get it in. No, boo. See, who is this? Who is that? He's this from J.K. Network. If you were here long enough to know, you already know Momo B. Momo B is not trying to do whatever they want me to do. I'm not that girl. I've been grown way past that. First of all, I do what I want to do. I do what feels good to me. Secondly, right up in there. Right up in there. Second place is what makes you feel good. I want to make my man feel good. That's it.
Ooh.
I want to make him feel good, because I know if he don't feel good, then he's going to stray. I know that for a fact. So I want to pleasure myself first. And I want him to feel good. So, if he feels good, I know he ain't going nowhere. And that's why I feel so much pride in what I do in my videotape.
Look at you.
No. I've been through it long enough to know that. No. I already know that even if a man feels good, he can still stray. I'm not that kind of girl who don't believe in that. if he feels good, he can still straight. I know that because I've been through it. He was feeling good, but still straight because he had a question mark in his head. That's what is lacking. There need not be no question. I was letting him live the question because I was trying to hold back because who wants to give their all to anybody? Who wants to give their all with the thought that, oh, they may go somewhere? Nobody wants to be a fool.
And never been in love, have you?
No, that would be a fool. If I gave you everything I had to
give, I've been in love before.
You still left me? No, calm down. If you still left me after all I gave you everything,
yeah,
I would feel foolish. And that's my thing. I'm going to give you all money you got to give. No. All money you want to give. I'm going to give you that because I'm trying to keep you. And I understand. I didn't understand then. I didn't understand 15 years ago what I had to do. But I understand it now. And you got to go through it. You got to go through the trials and tribulations. You got to go through the rejection and the cheaterization. Yes, I made up this word. The cheaterization. You got to go through
join the club. Just make them up, baby. Make them up.
Through that. If you don't go through that, then you don't know. Everybody sit there and listen like, oh, yeah, he want me. Oh, yeah, he cheated on her because I wasn't doing it. But you got to understand the truth of the matter is when you have it all and you think you're giving it all and your man still stray, you got to be – I'm not saying you got to forgive him. I'm not saying that. No. But what I'm saying is you got to look at the reason why he strayed. You gotta look at that reason. Why? And you gotta ask him, because you ain't gonna know. Unless you ask him.
I'm a man, and you can't. You should be worth $1 million.
Hello, I feel
a better point of view than I do.
No, I'm not finished, boo. I'm not finished. But the truth of the matter is, the truth of it all is when your man cheats on you when you think you really laying down. I mean, I'm not saying when you like, oh, you have stuff in here and there, and you already know. No, when you think in your heart and you know that you're truly giving it your all, and sex, and cooking, and the bed, and the kitchen, and the kids, everything, you really truly think that you've given it your all, and he still strays, and you don't get mad. But what you do is ask you, yo, what's up? What did I do wrong? And he sit down and be truthful and tell you what you did wrong. And you sit back and correct that. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let me jump in, Momo B. Let me jump in there because we over. Let me jump in. Let me tell you something real quick. Wendy P., Dr. Princess Aldea, this is for you. Are you with us, Dr. Princess Aldea?
No. Yes, I am.
Okay, listen. All right, let me tell you what Wendy P. is saying. Wendy P. is asking, this is a fascinating topic. After the listening lounge, can we continue this conversation? So it's sister to sister time. Y'all are pretty deep. Y'all deeper than I thought y'all would be, to be perfectly honest with you. But hey, it's good stuff.
I don't know why she asking Princess Aldea. I don't even know
because
why
she apparently
listen
she listens to the show and she knows.
Princess Aldea listens to chocolate. All she wants to talk. She can
do it. One more time. One more again.
I'm sorry, boo. It's me.
So listen. Dr. Princess Aldea. She's asking a question that after the listening lounge, which is coming up here in a few minutes, can we continue the conversation?
Yeah, with who?
Oh,
it's either yes or no.
Who she want to talk to? Let me.
She talk. Well, apparently she wanted everybody to talk about it, Momo.
But she said Princess Aldea. You said Princess Aldea.
Well, she's saying Princess Aldea, Momo BZ, in the
like
because at the
like
end
the
of the show.
Me on
no, like Princess Aldea got
like
control
her
of the after party, and she don't got control of the after party because nobody even
doesn't matter. Okay, so anyway,
no
listen.
Nobody want to deal with her no more.
You're welcome.
Momo BZ, calm down.
Like
thank you. All right, so Dr. Princess Aldea, yes or no?
Thank you, cool. Thank you,
Dom.
You guys always
okay, you know what? We're
going to
break.
So
bump you. We're going to break. I answered the question for you. Hell no. We're going to break. All right, listen to the lounge coming up next. You're on the J. Rowell Show. Jesus Christ.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
And welcome to the 2013 Grammy Awards. And now it's time for the nominees of Best Vocalist on a Comedy Radio Show.
Mr. L.E.S. singing Am I Dreaming by Atlantic Star.
stand up. Hey.
Woo! Mr. Elias.
I think so cloudy.
I think he's Elias and Momo was in a slow dance right now.
Momo B with her rendition of Michael Jackson's Lady in My Life.
Y'all ought to delay sound like a bunch of chickens.
Shut up.
Will
shine.
Momo B.
You better just get your groove on and sing the song.
Dr. Frances Ardelia with her rendition of Karen White's Superwoman.
Superwoman.
And Jay Ryan with his rendition of Kanye Dawson's I Wanna Let You Know.
I know sometimes I can be difficult. I know
sometimes I can be impossible.
Yeah, sing it, girl. I can see it in your eyes. Sometimes you wanna walk away.
But the love we have inside makes you stick around and wanna stay.
Yeah, sometimes the things that come out of my mouth take off.
I'm sorry, I can't get with that. I can't even hold a candle.
And the TJRS Grammy goes to. Wow, this is exciting. Momo B for her rendition of Michael Jackson's Lady in My Life. This is Momo B's first TJRS Grammy. Momo B, what do you have to say?
Well, thank you. And like I said, you don't have to wait for the crash, boo-boo. You don't have to wait for the crash.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Yeah, baby.
This is, something that I've been working on for a while, and I was hoping that a certain someone would be here tonight.
All right, here we go.
It's funny what you can do in front of a room full of people that you can't even see you do in front of one person. It is the color of light, the shape of sound high in the evergreens. It lies suspended in hills, a blue line in a red sky. I am looking at sound.
Welcome to the Listening Lounge. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the music.
All right, folks, every Wednesday, it is the Listener Lounge right here on the TJRS Radio Network, online radio at its best. Now, coming up after the lounge, we are going to continue the conversation. I thought the ladies brought some very serious conversations to the piece. So, Wendy P. and also Tamara, I'm looking at you. What's happening to you as well? Great conversation as always, and I think the girls are doing an outstanding job. So we'll see what happens. But right now, it's time to enjoy Boney James. We'll see you in about 15. This is J. Ryle's show on a beautiful Wednesday. It's time to get it going.
All right, here we go.
It was obvious to see you were right there in front of me, and I was still
searching.
Ooh, where you were right there inside. One down and sing this melody. So this is no one mistake. I never will be. I promise this to you. It is my guarantee. I will be true to you. Won't ever be.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company.
Maybe I should say something nice and wrap it up. Wrap it up.
Hold up, wait a minute, let us put some
talking away, and ain't nobody heard a damn thing I said. All right, folks, you know what time it is. 3 minutes
okay,
to wrap it up.
Okay,
I'm going to be just running my mouth. But yeah, I know, right? Ain't that
here
some crazy,
you go.
Man? Right, so, yeah, I was
there
talking about y'all. The
make
devil got me. All right, look, girl, real quick, we have about 2 minutes. Finish up what you got to say before we shut it down for the night, girl. So anything you need to say before we shut it down tonight.
Yeah, I just want to appreciate Cindy Bonds for stopping by after she's been kicked off of too many shows. She's kicked off of too many shows on Blog Talk. She keeps coming back, and I appreciate that. She keeps coming back, so thank you, girl. Thank you, girl.
Yeah, thank you, girl, for making me not have to throw your ass out of here because I thought I was going to show you so about it. I was ready. I was sitting in the damn cut, boy. I said, go on, say one thing. Say one thing. Your ass is up out of here. Yeah.
She was good tonight. She was good.
She
I
was
like
good.
That. I like that.
Oh,
yeah.
Look at here. Look at here.
1 minute left.
Oh, 1 minute left. And guess who's strolled up in the house? What about that Mr. L to the E to the ass?
Man, what's up, baby? Shit.
Hey, man, watch it. Don't come in cussing, Miss Ellis. Watch your damn mouth, man. What you doing?
Start to rise.
What do you
I'm
mean? I said, what's
high.
Up?
Yes.
Oh, thank
yes.
you so much.
Yes.
What's going on, Miss Ellis, man? So, tell me, man, you were stacking boxes at Walmart, man. So, are you done for the night?
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, man, I'm eating a little dinner right now, man, because I'm starving like Marlon, baby. I'm starving like Marlon.
Well, let me say this. A couple of listeners, we had a conversation, Miss Ellis. We were talking about how long should it take before, after the first date, you should either move in with a person to get married. The conversation was pretty good, to be perfectly honest with you. So a couple of listeners wanted to know, during sister and sister time, could we continue the conversation? Since you kind of rolled up in here, are you down for a continuation of the conversation?
Sure, Jay, why not?
Well, that's what still is.
Why not?
Feel like that.
Because
you know,
my boo just joined the conversation. Of course he'd be down. What question is that?
Excuse me.
Love you, boo.
Maybe I should say something nice and wrap it up. You know what time it is.
Ever hear somebody say we can do this the easy way or we can do it the hard way?
Now we can do this the easy way or the hard way. The choice is yours.
Sorry, I just don't get it.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
All right, folks, it has been a live show tonight, to say the least, a very interesting show. But we have about 4 minutes to shut it down. And so I tell you what we're going to do. Let's get our final thoughts in here. So let me let Rich Sister go first. I'm not sure if Rich Sister's hanging out with the sister and the sister. But Rich Sister, man, final thoughts, girl.
Oh, I'm going to stay and hang out. It was a really great show.
Okay. All right, good. All right, WD, final thoughts, dog.
Don't outside of Momo B. I feel foolish if you give a man your all, still goes astray. To be just like me, I don't care.
What?
Thank you, Williams Darrell. I'm not sure.
You see that? That's it right there.
I don't know what,
here we go.
I don't know what that was. Anyway,
make sure you put that on blast.
Hennessy is your friend.
Yeah,
make
I know,
put
girl. Okay. All right. Moby, we have about 3 minutes left. Final thoughts.
I'm good. I am truly good.
Thank you.
I am truly
very
good.
Much.
I'm glad WD said what he said. And I wanna rewind that for all the people out there in the world to hear what he said. Because I don't really understand what he said. But I want everybody else to know
it.
What he said.
Okay,
there
we rewrite it.
Put it.
We got it.
Yeah,
all right.
Thank you.
Okay,
all right, Dr. Principal D, you have 30 seconds.
No.
Final thoughts.
30 seconds is the key word here.
I want to say this. This is something I thought about this week, and I want everybody to think about this. It's pretty interesting
left.
And definitely a fact that the things that we appreciate the things that we are at risk of losing or have 10 lost.
10 seconds.
So I think I want to invite everyone to appreciate whatever you have, the people that are in your life, the places that you go, whether you are going down the street or having a cup of coffee. And I want you to also visit
and watch Transforming Detroit TV show. It premiered last Sunday on WADL, all of Canada and all of Michigan. And I want you
to
watch it at 11 a.m. on WADL, Channel 38, Transforming Detroit, where we are the catalyst for the transformation of our world. Thank you so much. And listen, hold on.
We can't hear you.
Not your sister.
All right, let's hear your final thoughts,
dog. It's a sister, not me.
Michelle's final thoughts, man. Told this girl 30 seconds to talk for a minute.
I got the hell worked on me today.
Hello,
my love.
I wouldn't like no booty. Booty wouldn't be important to me tonight. It's not important. It's not even more important than breathing. It's not more important than water. So I'm tired as hell. I ain't gonna lie to you. They worked the hell out your boy today. I feel like a slave, man.
The only thing is missing is Toby and a damn whip.
Yes, sir.
Lord, all right, well, look, man, can we shut it down, dog?
Okay, I'm thrown off. I didn't get a hold.
All right, folks, we're going to say goodnight for all this cluster, these crazy-ass people we have on this show tonight. So for Miss Sally S, Dr. Princess O'Neill, for Momo Beasy, Williams, Daryl, Rich Sister, and my girl, Miss Terry. We'll see you when we see you. Sisters coming up next, later. Jesus Christ.
Good night. No man allowed. All men are gone.
I knew the setup was coming.
Oh, here we go. No. No, no.
All men
are
not here. There's a possibility of victory.
Don't get excited.
What do you mean, don't get excited?
What I'm trying to say is two things.
What are you talking about? I don't like the way you talk to me on the J. Ryle show. I'm sorry. Why can't we talk about that first? Before we continue with the set,
I want to know, are you in a position to talk and listen? Like, listen is a key word here. Listen?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, thank you. Whew. Now, first of all, before we get into this, let's check the line, see who else is hanging out with us tonight. So we have the Miss Terry, the Rich Sister, the Cinnabons, is everybody online?
Really?
Let's check it. Miss Terry, you there?
Roll call. Are you there?
Yeah, we're doing a roll call. Yes. Okay, I didn't hear from Miss Terry. Cinnabons, you there?
They hung up everybody that's got a gun.
Rich Sister, you there? Is anybody here?
Okay,
we got Rich Sister. Okay, so is Rich Sister the only sister we got online besides me, Moby, and Princess Odelia? Yes. That's it?
Yes.
That's last of the sisterhood? Come on.
That's
the
last of the sisterhood. You know, it's a couple of brothers over on the line.
No, we have two other brothers. We're not talking about the brothers.
I know we're not talking about them, but I said they're a little confused. They're on the line, though. They're confused. They don't know what it is.
But, yeah, I know when people that haven't joined us before heard here, we ending it, they automatically hang up because I'm going to tell you this. Nobody would be hung up on, and that's how I be. That's the how I am, and I agree with that. However, we're not talking about that right now. What we're talking about is...
What are we talking about? We're talking about what they were talking about earlier, right?
What were they talking about earlier? You weren't even here, so what do you know? Why are you trying to cut me off and talk about what we were talking about earlier when you wasn't even here out the gate? I was here out the gate.
I was.
So don't cut me off.
No.
You was not here at 8:30, and if you was here at 8:30,
I don't have to be here till 9.
My point is, if you knew I was here from 8:30, then it is me you gonna tell us what we're talking about. You can't come in halfway and talk about what we're talking about when you just got here, boo. You can't do that. Like, that's so stupid. Like, it really sounds stupid. Gee, especially when you told somebody from who was here from the gate. Like, I was here, which is what we all care. So how do you know what we're talking about?
Wait, hold on.
No,
did you please call me Queen Miss?
No. She already knows because she's been here. She's been here from the start. So you wrote
okay,
the letter.
Okay, wait, fill me in. Hold on. Chill out. Fill me in.
I'm getting ready to. If you shut up and let me talk, you were here.
Yeah, I'm talking.
That's the thing.
You don't want to talk.
No. If you be quiet, let me not say shut up. That's not a nice word.
You can't say shut up because that's inappropriate.
I'm going to hang up. How about we hang up?
Hanging out on the street. I'm about to hang up on you, baby. You got me hanging up on the street.
I want to ask you, Richista, Callie, what got anything going on tonight? Please let me know, because I need to know where I'm going to break out and run to.
Where do I run to?
No, don't break it up. I can't understand why somebody who arrives late want to break up a conversation.
I wasn't late,
You was late.
That's what you don't understand. No, I wasn't.
No, I understand. I understand that time you're supposed to arrive in the scheme of things. But however, the show starts at 8:30. So if you come 8:31, 8:32, anytime after that, you late. I don't give a damn what J. Rao excused you. Were you going to roll up in here?
They wanted to continue the conversation.
No, that's not what they said. Who the hell is they that said that?
Sister, a young lady
not doing that.
Okay, so Richard, so what was the name? What was the question you want
to
ask?
Dear sister, let us know who they want to talk to, because they didn't even know that this chick was showing up. So who was they and who they want to hear?
Okay, well, that's that. Okay,
Rich,
this
sister,
is where we are.
Rich sister, go ahead, Rich.
This is where we are. Okay, they want to know what is the time span of living with somebody and marrying somebody. Like, how long should it be when you're in a relationship? And then there was another question, but I don't know it. So, Rich sister, what was it?
Because you wasn't there. Okay, so
I heard it. I actually answered it.
You know, okay, Crystal, did were you ever married?
Yes, I was, 14 years.
Yeah, 14. Okay, so what was the time span?
Actually, I take that back.
Going with him?
It was 10 years. I was with him for 14. I always get that screwed up.
Yeah.
Anyways, I was married for 10 years.
What's the answer?
Well, I was with my ex-husband for 4 months, and we started living together. The question.
Okay,
was,
you were doing it for 4 months? 4 months? That's the answer?
Yeah, I was with
him
for
that's not a good answer. Christian,
I know.
No. You already know you're out of the box. Okay.
Out of the box. I was 21.
Yes. You're out of the box. No, they don't
count.
Four months.
Man.
I don't think anybody would vote for 4 months. Between when we hit it off and we got married, 4 months? Come on now.
We didn't get married in 4 months. I said we started living together in 4 months. I have a cousin that married her husband. They've been married now for almost 20 years.
I want to talk to someone who knows about it. Here we go. Okay,
one month.
Thank you. Thank you for calling. Richardson.
Hey, you are gone out of here. Thank you for calling.
I'm too done. I am too through with you. I'm too through with you.
Yes.
I am done. I can't even take it with
you.
I can't even.
I can't even fake.
I can't even fake the front.
Oh, so you too through. Like, okay, what does that mean?
With you.
What does that mean?
With you.
Why?
With you. Yes.
Why?
Because yes,
I moved
yes,
in after four.
Yes.
Because I lived with him.
No. Yeah, trust me, I ain't got nothing to do with that, honey. Yeah, I ain't got nothing to do with. I'm too good with you. On the whole, ain't got nothing to do with your relationship. It's you as a person. I am done with you and your bullshit. I'm not doing it no more. I'm too. Like, I want to hang up right now. Hello, where's the hook? Where's the fuck?
Oh wow. Well, then I guess I don't know what your problem is, okay? But it's okay.
Of course you don't. Of course you don't. And that's the problem. Because if you was a real woman that was about your business, you would say, I know what your problem is, and I'm sorry, sister. But you don't even know what your problem is. That means you're not even focused on your life. Like, you the true purpose development, you're not even focused on what's going on around you. Like, for real. Like, you don't even know why I'm mad.
Well, we're having a discussion. We're supposed to be talking.
You don't even know why I'm mad. That's what you're saying. You don't even know why I'm mad. That's what you're saying.
I really don't know why you're. If you're legitimately mad, no, I don't.
So much for your true purpose and knowing you and everything around you. You sound like a.
I don't know why you're mad, because all I did was ask you a question. I mean, we're on sister-to-sister time, supposed to be having a good time.
No.
So I really don't know why you're mad. We haven't really talked tonight, so what's the deal? We haven't really talked tonight.
Okay.
Right. I don't even know if you're why. You don't know why.
No, I know why. Listen, don't let me curse you out, because I could curse you out right now. I'm good at cursing people out, and I will not hesitate to do it. But please don't get me started. No, but I hear the music in the background.
I'm not going to be able to do it.
Can you do what? I'm not going to be able to do it. Can you do what? You don't even know that song, do you? No.
Oh, I don't know why.
No, you don't.
Well, this is the thing. I I really don't understand.
You never know why.
Because we're trying to have a conversation.
No, that's the problem. That is the whole problem. And
we're trying
why,
to have a conversation.
No conversation. Because it is what
why?
It is. And at the end of the day, even though I hate what you say, at the end of the day, so I'm not going to say that. So rewind. I'm not going to explain it to you because you already know. I know you know. And you know how I know you know? Because I told you already. So for you to sit here and say, I don't even know.
I don't even know.
That I got a problem with you because you late today. Then you gotta I don't even care when you show up today. Today?
Oh, because I wasn't late.
What?
Well, okay, it's not about me. This is not why they wanted to sit up here. What are we talking about tonight, though?
We're not talking about nothing that has to do with you.
No,
are you in the building
about
Somebody who.
Okay, fine. Don't talk to me.
So, what are you saying? Is Richard saying? What are you saying? What? I just want to have a conversation with somebody who's here all the time and can answer me and know how I feel week after week after week. Not somebody who's like, oh, what's your problem? Why are you mad? Oh, like, bugging right now. You don't even know why I have this feeling towards you. Like, you absolutely come on here saying, like, why are you mad, son? Why are you mad? And for you to say that, that's bullshit. And I'm not trying to mess with you.
It's not. It's
on
really
no bullshit.
Not, sweetheart, because I really don't know
it's
why you're
don't
mad.
Don't call me sweetheart, boo-boo. Don't do that.
Okay,
because
fine.
Because in the Bronx, we appreciate
just
the sweetheart.
Okay, fine. That, what are we talking about tonight? Because I really don't know
we not talking about
why.
Nothing. We not.
Oh,
me
God.
And Rich
come
sister.
On. Talk
about
you
something.
Know I love
Rich
you.
Sister.
Why are you acting like this?
Rich sister.
When oh, okay. Rich sister, yeah. Talk to us.
Yes.
Cause I
somebody
don't
who's
going to stick
around
about.
To the end.
Nobody
to
knows
the very, very end.
She's the only
and
one.
I'm talking about nothing. Let me tell you something. If I was talking about something, I wouldn't be on here because I got to talk about my damn self. I do a good job at it. I don't have to be on no show to talk about what I want to talk about to myself. I got plenty of friends. You hear this finger popping? And I got plenty of opportunity to talk. I don't be having to be on nobody's show to talk. I have to talk behind the scenes. And why would I choose to talk to somebody on live radio that don't even show up? Nine times out of ten. Tonight, yes. Thank you for showing up. But who knows who's going to show up the next time? I ain't got no time for your ifs, ands, or buts. Maybe not.
Tomorrow,
see you next.
Tomorrow,
is it tomorrow?
Morning on the day, kids. at work at 1 o'clock.
Thursday.
Robert Page is going to be the guest.